Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 27, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Infuse secures an EMI license in the UK. Finland-based card issuing and processing company Infuse has secured an electronic money institution, EMI, license in the UK. Custom Credit partners with Ordo. Custom Credit has announced its partnership with open banking fintech Ordo in order to improve financial literacy and make credit accessible with disruptive VRP solutions. Visa and GSMA launch digital finance for all initiatives. Visa and GSMA Mobile for Development Foundation, GSMA Foundation, have launched the Digital Finance for All, DFA, initiative for financial inclusion in Africa, Asia, and LATAM. Six launches SME sustainability assessment solution with Greenemy. Six has launched a new solution enabling the global banking clients of Six to measure the sustainability performance of their SME clients. Ordo joins Crown Commercial Services Open Banking DPS. Open banking-enabled payment services provider Ordo has joined the Crown Commercial Service's Open Banking Dynamic Purchasing System. Devara Money partners with Jana Small Finance Bank. Fintech company Devara Money, DM, has announced its strategic collaboration with Jana Small Finance Bank, Jana SFB, aiming to improve the digital banking environment in Bharat. Adyen partners with Qoo10. Global payment platform Adyen has partnered with Qoo10 to contribute to the delivery of fast and stable payment processing during busy seasons. American Express launches Planet offering. American Express has launched a new offering in the UK named Planet that allows credit card members to pay off purchases in installments. Amazon Pay secures payment aggregator license from RBI. Amazon Pay has secured a payment aggregator license from the Reserve Bank of India, being enabled to offer online merchant payment solutions to its clients. MasterCard partners with KCB Bank. MasterCard has announced its partnership with KCB Bank in order to provide its customers across the East African region with optimized payment systems. DataVisor launches fraud and risk solution. US-based fraud and risk management company DataVisor has announced the launch of a new solution developed to efficiently detect fraud and financial crimes. Judge accepts Binance's $4.3 billion plea deal. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has received approval from a US judge to pay $4.3 billion for violating anti-money laundering, AML, and sanctions laws. AU10TIX launches KYB, KYC solution verifying against government registries. Israel-based identity verification company AU10TIX has launched a KYB, KYC solution that enables companies to know exactly who they are doing business with. OANDA launches crypto trading platform in the UK. Trading platform OANDA has opened an FCA-registered crypto trading platform OANDA Crypto, in the UK, following the acquisition of a majority stake in CoinPass. Older shoppers boost growth in contactless payments. New consumer spend data from Barclays' annual contactless trends report has revealed that 2023 was another record-breaking year for touch and pay, with the fastest growth coming among the over 65s. Infuse secures UK EMI license, appoints Krieger as chairman. Finnish-founded card issuer and payment processor Infuse has secured a UK e-money license and installed former Tide CEO and Revolut COO Lawrence Krieger as chairman. Nexi Group to expand payment options for WooCommerce merchants. Nexi Group, the European paytech, has partnered with Woo, the open e-commerce platform. Custom Credit taps Ordo for VRP. Custom Credit, a customer-centric consumer lender, is transforming the lending landscape through its collaboration with fintech innovator, Ordo, to improve financial literacy and make credit accessible, with flexible repayment options. eBay Japan Marketplace Qoo10 adopts Adyen's payment platform. Adyen, the financial technology platform of choice for leading companies, announces a partnership with Qoo10, an online marketplace operated by eBay Japan. Payter appoints new CPO and CFO. Payter, a global pioneer in payment technology, has appointed two new senior executives, Jack Dreesen as Chief Financial Officer and Ryan Filo as Chief Product Officer. BNP Paribas and Citi invest in United Fintech. BNP Paribas and Citi have become the first institutional investors in United Fintech, an umbrella outfit dedicated to scooping up a stable of capital markets, wealth management and wholesale banking vendors. Vermiculus to build central core for clearinghouses in Chile, Colombia and Peru. Newum Exchange, the entity resulting from the integration of the Lima, Santiago and Colombia stock exchanges, announced a partnership with Vermiculus Financial Technology, a technological solutions vendor for the financial industry, to implement a modern, flexible technological core for the central counterparty clearinghouses, CCP, in Chile, Colombia and Peru. Sit Investment Associates signs with Rhymes. Rhymes is pleased to announce that Sit Investment Associates has selected its Matrix investment management platform as a crucial part of a firm-wide modernization program. Tokenbridge appoints Clara Pensions co-founder as chair of MA Advisory Board. Tokenbridge, a token aggregator and distribution platform streamlining the wealth and fund management ecosystem, today announces the appointment of Kim Toker as the chair of the firm's EMEA Advisory Board. Frank Seibold joins Purim as head of commercial development. Purim Systems, a global leader in automated post-trade services, has appointed Frank Seibold as head of commercial development, Americas. FCA kicks off campaign to highlight the benefits of switching to savers. Consumers will be encouraged to shop around for a better savings rate in a new campaign launched today by the city regulator, the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Volume introduces one-click age verification for KYC. Revolutionizing the landscape for merchants, Volume has announced their latest innovation, one-click verification. Orange enters agreements with BNP Paribas. Telecommunications operator Orange and bank BNP Paribas have announced the signing of multiple agreements that define the terms of their collaboration. Nota partners with Wargaming to bring open banking to the gaming sector. UK-based open banking payment provider Nota has partnered with Wargaming to bring open banking payment solutions to online gamers. Sweden joins TIPS. Sweden has enabled instant payment settlement in Swedish kronor through TIPS, joining Eurosystem for seamless cross-border transactions. Idenfi partners with Rich Subs. Idenfi has announced its partnership with Poland-based Rich Subs to integrate its biometric verification solutions and protect social media customers. Finix expands payments offering into Canadian market. Finix, the payments technology provider enabling businesses to accept and send payments, announced today that its suite of unified payment offerings is now available in Canada. FCA to speed up enforcement action. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, has today committed to carrying out enforcement cases more quickly as the organization seeks to increase the deterrent impact of its enforcement actions. AU10TIX launches KYB Tech. AU10TIX, a global technology leader in identity verification and management, today launched an innovative Know Your Business, KYB, solution that enables companies to know exactly who they are doing business with and avoid potential financial and reputational losses. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.